First, we start by alcoholing the pharmacist's hands, or the nurse, whoever's giving the vaccine. And then we use an alcohol swab to clean the patient's shoulder. There we go. We pay particular attention that he doesn't try to run out of the room.
That's why you're parked there.
That's right, I'm by the door. Humor isn't essential, but it sure does help. And it's the quickest thing ever. Hardly even notice. Fine young man was practically asleep when I did it. And there we go.
That didn't hurt a bit.
Gee, God love you.
We didn't want to put one in the other arm?
Next time.
So there we go. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You just made the world safer.
I feel better already.
Yes.
I feel more secure.
And I know you were going to ask me if you could play piano afterwards, and I said, sure.
I might try the guitar.
Okay. Because he couldn't play piano before, so it's pretty impressive.
That's quite a bit of energy.
Yeah.
And talent means as well.
Indeed.
While the vaccine may not help Earl Thompson with his piano playing skills, he is hoping it may allow him more access to visit his wife Eleanor, who lives in the Drew Nursing Home. Thompson waited for 15 minutes in the drugstore after his dose as a precaution in case of severe adverse reaction. Here's Charles Beaver explaining that process and how to avoid a sore shoulder post-vaccine.
So here's some information, things to watch out for after you get your vaccine.
Yep.
You know, if there are severe allergic reactions, and that's anywhere from 1 in 100,000 to 1 in 300,000 to 1 in 1,000,000. Yep. So that's not very common. It tells you what to watch for, and that'll happen before the dinger goes. These are things afterwards. Just about everybody gets some soreness in the shoulder.
Yeah.
If you move that shoulder around at least once every hour until bedtime tonight, you're going to find it's a lot better that way. And our phone number's right at the top. If you have any questions, just give me a call.
Charles Beaver says the first batch of 120 doses arrived at the corner drugstore on Tuesday morning and will be gone by the end of the day today.
So they arrived safe and sound?
They arrived safe and sound this morning. They came out of the freezer at 6:12 last night, so we have until 6:12 on Saturday to give them all. We'll have them all done by the end of the day tomorrow, though.
Oh, really? All your appointments are made for tomorrow?
Today and tomorrow.
Yeah. And do you have further appointments for the rest of the week?
That'll be all the vaccine we got. We'll be done by then.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
120 doses. And there's 270 coming next week, so we're expecting a busier week then.
Currently, anyone 80 and older, as well as first responders who are 65 and older, can call a pharmacy to make an appointment to receive their first dose of vaccine. The corner drugstore also offers an online form where people can pre-register and be contacted once their demographic group becomes eligible. After waiting his 15 minutes with no adverse effects, Thompson was free to go, and left with an appointment already made for his second dose, due in 14 weeks' time.
So your second dose is 14 weeks from today. We booked you in at the same time of day on the same day.
Perfect.
And if it gets close to the day and you need to change it, just give us a call. Phone number's right there.
Appreciate that. Thanks a lot.
So good to see you, Earl.
Who taught you writing?
What's that?
The doctor teacher.
Oh, yeah, no, I went to an extra year of school to write that bad.
Thanks very much.
My pleasure.